be just like the night she wore a neon wig and her favorite...
It is not unusual for Bianca Spriggs to read her poetry on a Saturday night.
...tended to smell like a careless night out with friends. She blushed at his suggestion...
But something different is brewing this evening at West 6th Brewing in downtown Lexington. A lot of people in the audience have portions of Spriggs' poem written on their bodies. It's a celebration for the Lexington Tattoo Project, the latest community involvement art project from local artists Cremena Todorova and Kurt Godey.
Like most of the work that we do, what we're trying to do is find a way that we can make something that people become actively involved in and experience before they realize that it's an artwork, and so they don't put up all the walls that they put up for visual art. Tattoos seem like a good way to do that, and also to involve kind of a part of the visual community that's not often embraced in the visual arts.
So this was their plan. They decided to commission a poet to pen a love letter to Lexington. Then they would find 100 or so volunteers willing to have words or phrases from the poem tattooed on their bodies. Within the tattoos would be a visual element in the form of dots. When photos of the 100 or so tattoos were assembled into a video, they would form a single image. Step one. They approached poet Bianca Spriggs.
They said, would you write a love letter to Lexington? And I said, well, my feelings about Lexington are a little complicated. I don't know if love is like the right word, you know.
Spriggs agreed to take a shot. But first, she went to Facebook and Twitter, asking people to tell her some of the things that they loved about Lexington. And she had a question.
I asked people to fill in the blank. Lexington is the blank of the universe. And so they would say things like the truck stop or the underrated wine or the armpit, you know. And so those made it into the poem.
Hence the name of the poem, The Blank of the Universe.
The crossroads of the universe. The Sunday drive of the universe. The honeymoon of the universe. The sequined leotard of the universe. The truck stop of the universe.
For artist Godey and Todorova, the project grew quickly. Spriggs' poem was much longer than expected. Fortunately, the two also attracted far more participants than they expected.
You know, over 200 people agreed to do it before the poem was even written. So that was really surprising to us. Part of it was just because people love tattoos, or love Lexington, and sometimes they were fans of Bianca's words.
One distinctive aspect of the project was it attracted a lot of tattoo virgins. Tattoo artist Jay Armstrong, who teamed with Robert Aileen to ink most of the tattoos, said the first-timers did very well.
A lot of times first-timers, you get just anxiety issues, I think.
Right.
Just maybe spur of the moment, not really thinking about it. So that translates once they sit down to, I don't know, just being shaky, not sitting real well.
Right.
Everyone in the project did real good.
Participants found courage in one another, in part because they worked toward a shared goal. With the approach of its 50th birthday, Morris Bookshop owner Wynn Morris says it seemed like a good time to get a tattoo.
I've thought about it probably since I was of more appropriate tattoo-getting age, but I never could really sort of focus on what would be my first tattoo. And so in this case, sort of the decision was very simplified.
Spriggs wrote the poem in a contrapuntal form, with two parts that could be read separately, and then put together to form a new poem.
It was beyond midnight when she showed up at the crossroads of the universe, his back door, and asked him to take her on the Sunday drive of the universe, a ride through back roads out past Elkhorn Creek.
That musical form will work well with the video that will reveal the composite image created with the dots tattooed to the hides of project volunteers. Arts and entertainment editor Scott Shive, who's my colleague at the Lexington Herald Leader, is a participant. Scott says the success of the tattoo project indicates a growing creative community in Lexington.
There is a core of people that care enough about the city that they're willing to partake in a creative community project that they will be inked for the rest of their lives with something that ties them to the city.
For Todorova, that community is the whole point.
All the people who got a tattoo as part of the Lexington Tattoo Project know for the rest of their life or remember it fondly as this really fun experience they had with an artwork. I think that's tremendous because most people don't get to experience art, they don't get to participate in art, or they even feel that art is forbidding and something that artists do, but they don't do art. Maybe they can go and look at it. So for me, that there is magic in that.
They forgot all about why they left in the first place. Something about taking the dark ride of the universe the long way. Something about putting down deep roots in the thin soil of the waiting room of the universe, their hometown. Thank you.
For WEKU News, I'm Rich Copley.